I think mail-in ballots is not going to be fair because it leads to fraud and stuff.
You don't trust mail-in ballots?
Not at all.
The president uses mail-in ballots.
Yeah, they're going to use mail-in ballots for this upcoming election, right?
Right, but the president himself uses mail-in ballots.
Oh, he does? Where?
That's how he votes. He mails it in.
That's different.
How's it different?
I don't know. I honestly didn't know that. I don't even know what you're talking about.
But you do know it's different.
And welcome on that note to the Blackboard Collective presents Justice and Juice. God bless us all, each and everyone. This is episode dos, numero two, where we will be talking voting and voter suppression and things of the like. First of all, I am Casey. And I am sipping on an old fashioned. Yes, I follow.
Oh, you're being fancy.
I made a cocktail. And I'm very tired and I'm about to drink on top of that. I've been on Zoom for 90% of this day. And now I'm going to start drinking. So who knows what's going to happen, you guys? It's going to be a wild ride.
I also want the listeners to know that Casey's cup says essential as fuck.
Because facts only. Facts only. For justice and duty.
She's essential.
Truly. Paige, what are you
drinking? Hi, I'm Paige. I'm drinking really gross $5 rosé from Target.
Dang.
I'll drink it, though.
This is what you get for going to Target and not TJ's. That's all.
I know. I had to go to Target for other things, and then I just couldn't make two stops. I didn't have it in me. So I just went with it. And I didn't know it was going to be bad. Like, the color of it, like, it's good. It's a good color, right? It's not, like, sweet color. But, guys, I'm struggling.
I feel like that's something only a bartender would say. Like, the color is not, like, sweet color.
No, but, like, typically, this is Bartender Corner with Justice and Juice. Typically, darker rosés are sweeter. So, and I don't like that. And this one has less skin contact, so it has a good color.
We just learned a lot just now. That's
come on.
So much.
Come on, Psalm Paige.
You're all welcome.
Hello, I'm Alaska, artist, activist, asshole. I am sipping a Pinot Noir because I'm bougie. Mm. Very bougie. and it's actually pretty good. I'm pretty lit, you know? Okay, hey, real quick, let's talk about our... who we are spotlighting tonight. We are spotlighting Sweet Blessings. If you listen to our podcast, our first episode, then you will know that we spotlighted Sweet Blessings last time. And soul food that starts from the heart. They are wonderful. Cat, not Pat, not with a P. She's a chef and owner. And when you eat soul food, you're not just feeding your soul, you are feeding your mind. Soul Sweet Blessings understands that eating soul food isn't just having a meal. It's a way to reconnect with your childhood, the warm and fuzzy feelings you had growing up. And it is very true because I've had the food and I'm just saying.
I want Kat to say that to me every night.
If you met her, you would.
Every like, so single sweet. Night.
Yeah, right? So, just so you guys know, if you mention our podcast, Justice and Juice, you get a 10% discount. On that, they are located in Van Nuys. Their hours are Wednesday, Saturday, 12 to 7:30, 12 to 6 on Sundays, and they are closed on Monday. And please make sure you go look at their GoFundMe. They are a small business trying to make it through COVID right now, so you can also donate to help support that. And they're also doing a home away from home Thanksgiving to help the homeless community. So they're looking for portable showers and barbers, food donation, tents, and just anything that you are able to give. Right now.
Yes. So hit them up and mention us and get your discounted meal for the soul.
Yes.
Discounted
meal. Everyone's soul could use a discount right now, you know?
Hell yeah.
Great. Thank you for that, Alaska. So I just want to celebrate a personal victory of mine today. So before I came here, the people don't know where I am. Y'all, I left. I left LA and went home. Anyway, so right before I did that, I decided I was going to vote. I was very excited. Filled out my ballot. Took me a few days. Everybody start early and make sure you do your research. And if you have any questions, hit us up because we've done ours. So we filled out the ballot. And then I looked on my official ballot for where the ballot boxes were, like my closest drop boxes. And then I went and I dropped it off. And then today I was talking to you guys. You guys are here for most of this process. And I was like, I wish I could know when my vote was counted. And then Alaska led me to, is it LAvote.net?
Yes, it is. LAvote.net.
It's where LAvote.net.
Yes, where you can check your ballot status.
And do like a ton of stuff. You can check your ballot status. You can check Alaska, tell people what you can do.
Well, the thing is there's a lot of, because there's a lot of confusion right now. People, there's so many different ways. We're not used to this whole situation. And because of COVID, like the majority of people are putting they're doing a mail-in ballot, right? So people think that, oh gosh, I shouldn't do that. I should be voting on the day of, or I should be sending it through the postal service, right? But they actually have ballot boxes for this specific reason, right? And they're like secure, and they're like, you know, transformers, and they're like, they're basically like big transformer boxes that are like stuck in the ground and specifically for that. And that is the safest way to get your ballot out. But make sure you're doing it in advance.
Yeah. And so I went on there, and then I was like, I want to track my ballot. And then it led me to this place called Ballot Tracks. And I was able to just put in some like simple information. I think it was just my name and my birthday and my address, maybe. Can't remember. But it was really simple information. And then it was like completed. It told me that my ballot was in and that my vote will be counted. And you guys, this sounds really lame, but it was so satisfying to just like have an official website say your vote will be counted in a time where there is so much fuckery going around with like not wanting to count people's votes. It was nice.
Fuckery is the key word there.
Yeah.
Fuckery. Shall we crack into the fuckery? Should we talk
Let's
about
crack into the fuckery.
Let's crack Can into the fuckery, team. Yeah. Because, goddamn.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know how many people just watch CNN on a loop, like me, but a couple days ago, I do.
That doesn't sound healthy, Paige.
I just imagine her sitting there just in front of the TV, like eyes wide open.
Like also like crying, but not blinking.
Like, dark circles under her eyes.
I just like to hear what's going on. It's okay. I watch other things. I don't watch it before I go to sleep. But so a few days ago, there were false ballot boxes that were found, and it would seem that the California GOP faction? Like, what are they even called? I don't know what they're called. The, like, Republican group party. It's called a party.
Yeah. Right.
I would just like to preface, I think we're all a little sleepy today. So, listeners.
Like, Alaska, what are you like?
No, Alaska, because has anyone seen the pictures of these boxes?
Oh, okay.
Like, it's such a cute attempt. It was so cute. It was like they took all these like filing cabinets from little cubicles and like these sad buildings in Van Nuys somewhere, and like fucking threw them on the corner and like stuck a sign to them like, these are the ballot boxes. They're gonna fall for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on Monday, the Secretary of State, whose name is Alex Padilla, he had to send a cease and desist order to the California GOP or to remove unauthorized boxes to collect ballots, which were, some of the boxes were labeled as official ballot drop boxes. So the Republican Party is saying right now that they were trying to make it so that they could like collect ballots and drop them off in large groups, which is legal in California. It's called something, and I'm trying to skim this article while I talk.
I think our producer is telling us that it's called ballot harvesting.
It's called ballot harvesting. Thank you, our producer, Zach. You're a gem. But it does sound kind of, it sounds a little dark.
It does.
But that's what they said. They said that they were, what?
Okay, y'all. If you haven't Googled what these fake drop boxes look like, Alaska, your laughter makes total sense now.
We should put them up on the Instagram or something so that the listeners can see.
looking like someone dropped a couch off on the side of the corner. Why do they think people were going to drop? To the people who did it. Well, it is what it is, man. I can't.
I mean, there's so much confusion today that people were trying. I mean, they were trying to vote, and that's what's important. And I'm so sorry that this happened to you, but
I hope their votes counted. I hope they got their ballots got somewhere.
Yeah,
the GOP didn't get it.
So I think if I remember correctly, the Republicans said that they weren't going to comply with the cease and desist order. And they, because they were ballot harvesting and that's not illegal, but Alex Padilla was like, you marked some of these boxes as official. what the fuck? So the fuckery is just so blatant. It's loud. It's out here. They are literally just trying to, I don't know, cheat people out of voting. But even Republicans, I don't understand. I don't understand just why, what they thought.
And the fact that Trump is pushing this whole false idea that mail-in ballots are a scam and they're corrupt and this is voter, that is voter fraud. Mm-hmm. And having, but the FBI has already debunked all of that they are not. And that's just not true.
I mean, but the clip that we opened with, you listen to the people in his base and they're not fact checking him. Mm-hmm. They're clearly not. They're just believing any sort of babble that comes out of his mouth, and it's terrifying.
So scary.
It is very scary.
Are we saying the safest way to vote is to do it by mail-in ballot and in advance? Do we mm-hmm. agree on that?
I agree with that.
Put sure. it in a ballot box, not sending
it. I think that on top of that, if you are voting by mail, make sure that you are dropping it off in a drop box if you are able to, and make sure that it is an official drop box. And the official drop box, especially here in California, I don't know what the hell's going on in the rest of the country, but the drop boxes here are very obvious and huge.
Yellow.
And they have these very tiny little slots where you put your ballot in. Nobody can get in there. It's not a mailbox where you can it's not.
There's 400 in LA County.
Yeah. Say that again, Alaska, because I was
400 in LA County. You're welcome for that. So everybody knows very, very clearly.
Drop boxes are safe. I mean, honestly, if you want to, people can also show up on election day and with their ballot already filled out and turn it in with poll workers who are there. If you feel more comfortable doing that, just make sure you wear a mask. They will have everything set up to be as COVID safe and socially distant as possible. So just make sure you have your mask, because of course, if you don't, they probably legally can't allow you to stay.
Right.
So you can also do that. And I know some people, my therapist actually was like, girl, I'm going in person because I don't trust anybody.
Make sure. So, and also if you go in person and you have been sent a mail-in ballot, you need to bring that mail-in ballot with you. You are not allowed to keep it at home and go and vote in person. If they have that you've been sent a mail-in ballot, you have to bring it with you and relinquish it to ensure that you're not voting twice.
One thing, another thing is, if you're going to send your mail-in ballot through the regular USPS, I'm pretty sure the USPS did say that to make sure you get it in a week in advance, at least, because they have this issue where if it's sitting there and it doesn't end up, where it needs to be on election day, it's not going to be counted. So either way, make sure you're getting it in on time.
Absolutely. And I did... if you're in LA County and if they ever get back to me, I did fill out an application to be a poll worker. I just haven't heard anything back yet.
If you guys are so concerned, try volunteering with the polls. It'll help, limit voter suppression.
I haven't heard back because they were so overwhelmed with all the applications that people put in. That's my hope. So if I don't end up getting to do it, I hope they have all the help they need. But I do also hope to hear back, so I can help.
Yeah, you'd be so delightful. I would love to walk into a poll.
Vote. 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 That's going to be me.
Yes. Yes.
Guys, what other, there's been other fuckery. What else has been happening?
I think we should also talk about the mistakes on the ballot. Since we were talking about dropping them in, let's talk about the mistakes that you don't want to make on your ballot before you even take them in or, dropping them out. What are some of those things we should be making sure of? Because there's a lot of common mistakes. People's ballots go, actually, I took this in quotes from businessinsider.com, the U.S. Election Assistance Commission found that domestically 33 million or 23.7% of voters cast ballots by mail in the 2016 presidential election. More than 318,000 of those votes, accounting for about 1% of the mail ballots that arrived at election offices, ended up being rejected. This year alone, over 500,000 mail-in primary ballots have been disqualified by late arrival or other errors, according to a recent NPR analysis, with anywhere from 40 to 70% of Americans expected to vote from home in November. So there are mistakes right. that people got to not make in order to make sure that their ballots are, you know, going to be counted.
I know your signature has to match what the DMV has on file. So that is what is on your driver's license. Which is so annoying.
Because they did that, like a lot of that, that whole like signature verification thing was about originally was a problem originally because of people who have disabilities and stuff. Now, apparently it's kind of rolling over into people who are younger because we don't know how to like, we have one signature, we go to college, we got a whole other signature when we come out. Like, it's right. just like, you know, they're like, well, that's not your signature. So it's not your ballot. And they're just like throwing people's fucking, you know, votes out. It's not right. I don't like it.
I saw something that said, it says you can use blue or black ink, but blue ink can sometimes get disqualified as well.
I mean, on your official ballot, it says only use blue or black ink. So I hope blue works because that's what the
read
official
the instructions. Read the instructions very carefully.
Yeah. And I was trying to look up, because I'm in Texas right now, I was trying to look up how many ballot boxes are going to be. I know since the Harris County thing was struck down by the Supreme Court. I believe it was Supreme Court, right? Some court, some judge was like, nah. So I was trying to see since then, like how many boxes are going to be available. And what I'm finding is I've literally found a Forbes article that says nobody knows how many ballot drop boxes are allowed in Texas.
Oh, good. That's really comforting.
It seems like there's some confusion. And I am not sure what's going on there, which is scary. So Texas, just keep your eyes peeled, you know? Like, it seems, while I've been here, my best friend went to vote, and she found a drive-through voting location, which seemed really amazing and super safe, especially for elderly and people with disabilities, you know, just making it easily accessible for them. But now, supposedly, there is a lawsuit from the Republicans being like they're trying to get those votes invalidated. They have not been successful yet. As of now, it does seem like there are a decent amount of early voting options. There are long lines. So, like, because I know my sister has gone once already and then had to, like, turn around because she was like, the line is too long. I'm just going to wait and come back another day. So just go early so that you have time to leave and come back again if it doesn't work out on a certain day. It's unfortunate that that's the situation here, but
also biggest issue is signatures. It's the most common mistake. People forget to sign their names. It's also kept illiterate voters out for years, the earliest form of voter suppression for Black voters. So you gotta sign it. Like, sign it. Yeah. Like, sign. Make sure you really read it. I mean, they are doing this. Remember that there are some people out there who are doing this on purpose to make sure your vote does not count. So you gotta really follow the rules here. You know what I mean? You gotta play by the rules to get it where you need it to go.
Yeah. Have you guys voted yet?
No.
Not yet. I just got mine.
It's sitting here. It's like waiting. I was actually gonna try to do it before.
Let's go together, Paige.
We'll skip to the drop boxes.
You just said you can't.
So drop boxes together.
I need more wine.
I know, I'm out of wine. I drank my wine.
Unfortunate. This is empty. I need more.
Wine break real fast so I can get more wine. Is that allowed?
Yeah, I think we can do
wine break.
Wizard.
A little wine break.
God. God. I'm serious.
And we are back from wine break. Are you guys...
She brought the whole bottle with her.
You know what?
I'm not trying to call her out. I'm trying to respect you, honestly. It's respect.
Right, because that means we don't have to take another wine break. She just can just reach out.
I have the whole bottle. Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Great.
There is no shame.
No,
here. No shame.
No,
not at all.
Jimmy, this is a safe
if,
place.
If anybody from Pinot Noir does that, I mean, no one in Justice and Juice would judge you for getting more wine. Honestly, we judge you for stopping.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's Thank true. You. I appreciate the support.
We're here
you guys
for you.
Are like invited to everything that I do.
Thank. Was I not already? Is this what it took?
That's all you needed.
Oh, okay. I believe you had some, before we left, you were about to share some very pertinent information with us. Was that true?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm a little shit, Casey. I don't know. There's like God and then Paige here. I don't know who you're talking to sometimes.
No. I don't know why, but tonight I'm calling the man. I'm calling. He's the wizard. I don't know. I just think to me it's very funny that he's always there, but he's never speaking. He's like the man behind the curtain.
Oh, my gosh. He's the wizard of Oz.
Yeah. That's why earlier I was like, he's the wizard.
Ooh. I like where this is
going.
I will
start singing Wicked, and y'all will not be.
What does Wicked have to do with
it? Wizard of Oz, man!
Without singing Wicked, we're going to be done.
But the Wizard of Oz is its own musical. You could sing something from the Wizard of Oz.
I just wanted to say that in California, we got it pretty easy. We have people who support us. They want our votes. They want our voices to be heard. They want our votes to be counted. So we get the cute little packages that tell you everything that you need to know. And we just do the little walk down the street, film ourselves on Instagram, and drop it in the thing.
We're
right?
very cool. Spoiled. I wish you could have seen Alaska's voting stretch.
Because
it was very
it
good.
Was pretty good. It was honestly, the Zoom is recording.
Y'all are trash.
Just get that part.
Right, just the shoulder. There was a lot of
shoulder
action.
I feel like that's all you need to get it in there. Okay. anyways, I just wanted, because of that, I wanted to bring some attention to the other states that do not have it as easy as us, because there are other states who just don't. Like, people are so suppressed. Is that the right word? Oh my God, the wine. Okay. Thank you.
They are voter suppressed.
Their vote is suppressed.
Yeah, so some states even require, like, having additional documentation to vote, which I'm like, stop. I live here. I'm from here, obviously. Like, stop. I can't. So let me see. What do I got? So, like, Alaska, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Wisconsin will require voters to include one witness signature on their ballot envelopes in November, and Alabama requires each voter to submit a photocopy of their photo ID and obtain two witnesses.
Okay, so let's just have a conversation.
Signatures of note and or notarization.
Okay, but also the only, like, okay, there's a pandemic. There is a pandemic. I live by myself. Who's supposed to witness me? Who? You want me to go get my 94-year-old landlord to do it? No, I'm not going to see him.
Yeah, that's what they expect you to do, Paige.
Like,
that's what
I also, like, please don't come try and find where I live.
Did you tell me?
No, but I was just like, I live by myself, and you're not supposed to do that. I actually don't live by myself. I have a...
All of Paige's information will be on our website.
Right, we're going to put Paige's information on our website. the other thing is, this makes me so sad, but the reality is a lot of like people who are poor are just not going to do this.
No, not.
Like, they have bigger things to worry about. They've got bigger fish to fry. They're trying to stay in their homes and make their rent.
They're making them jump through fucking hoops.
It's the same thing with those long-ass lines, too. If I work a regular, like, if I'm, like, a minimum wage employee, right? I have, like, an hourly job, and I leave to go vote, and there's a 10-hour-long line, I can't vote.
Election day by itself. It should be a national holiday,
yes.
Period. Point blank. It should be a national holiday.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
But I'm pretty sure your job has to let you go vote for, like...
Yeah, they do. But it should just be not all jobs. I mean, I don't know if it's all jobs, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, there's like a certain amount of time. But like, it's a turnaround time. Some 13 states require all or some voters to submit a copy of their photo ID with their absentee ballots. And most people in Oklahoma, Missouri who vote by mail must get their ballot envelopes notarized. What in the fuckery?
Yeah, like, it's just so many extra steps. I think that it really just boils down to any state that is making it hard for you to vote is literally not trying to let you vote. Like, that's it. That's the only point, is that they're just trying to make it so people who don't have the luxury of leaving work for 8 hours, or people who don't have a witness or don't have a notary or anything like that, don't do
it. It's confusion. They're banking on confusing people. Absolutely. If people don't know, then they're not going to do it. It's too complicated. It should be very fucking easy for people to vote.
Yeah, it shouldn't be this hard. It should be. It literally should be. I mark up my thing and I put it in the box.
So apparently it's not necessarily, I mean, in California, which is why I thought it was a thing, because I know that my job, I get hours off. My boss is like, go, you can be on the clock. You can go vote, which is great. And I thought it was like that for everyone, but that is just a privilege that I have. So I'm gonna check my privilege, because that is, not that way in every state. Apparently it's honest.
I'm pretty sure I just left last time.
What? You just left your job? Like you didn't tell anybody?
No, I just left.
Okay, well, I don't recommend that, but like, well, I love that.
I recommend it.
I mean, I feel like you should tell somebody you're going to go vote. And then if they say no, then just leave. Because,
well, in my defense, I told them a week early. They just didn't remember, but I did leave.
Oh, well, then that's not your fault, to be fair.
Like, I told them 6 months in advance. Like, I don't know why they didn't
remember. Why didn't they remember?
I put it in the book.
Did you get fired? No, I didn't. Oh, well, good. But it all worked out. Were you in California?
I think that that's also the thing too. Like, all of us are, we live in California. So like, we have very liberal voting laws. So and even here, if you have a mistake on your ballot, this was something that I thought was really, really cool about California. If you have a mistake on your ballot, they will either send it back to you, or they'll notify you that there was a mistake on your ballot and like let you fix it. So like, so in California, if your signature is incorrect, or something like that, if it doesn't match, they'll send your ballot back to you and say, like, this didn't work for this reason. And if you have enough time to fix it, you can fix it. So also California.
That just made me really emotional.
Well, yeah, because like everyone wants to get on like the liberal states and what, I mean, not everyone, but like Republicans want to like
that's how on the liberal be,
states,
though.
But like blue run states are easier to vote in. And that's just fact. Like,
yeah,
it's just facts. They're not blue run.
I mean, because they actually want people to vote.
Right. Well, because the more people vote, the more there's like statistically, there's more left leaning or moderate people in the Americas now. In the Americas? What?
The Americas. The Americas.
I said the Americas.
In South America as well?
I don't know anything about South American politics. So that was just, I'm going to blame that on the target, Rosé.
I'm drinking Pinot Noir, but I totally got it. But I'm also slurring.
You have to be drinking wine to understand what we're fucking talking about.
I'm a lightweight.
But also, I want to say, if you don't live in a liberal state, then please look up whether or not in your state you have the right to go vote during work legally, because I also think that that's a thing in more conservative states. Sometimes when they do have great laws like this, people just don't know. They don't enact their rights, and then the higher ups can enforce something on you that is actually not legally enforceable. So I always think it's great to know what the rights are in your state, and the wizard says that you can go to www.workplacefairness.org in order to find out what the situation is in your state. So know your rights.
And the way Auntie Kamala Harris says, tell somebody, okay? I'm a bad influence, but let somebody know. Don't just leave.
Yeah, let them know. Have the law printed out in your hand and ready to go, just in case somebody tries
tattoo to tattoo it on your body. Before you get there. I'm not kidding.
Have it in a trench, like wear a trench coat, first of all. Put it on the inside. Wait for somebody to say something stupid and then just pop it
open.
And
then say the lady. And we'll go for it. We'll go.
Oh, I can't stand both of you. I just can't stand.
Oh my
you
god,
all.
Merch idea, trench coats. Voting laws
with laws on the inside.
It is fall. Please get our fall trench coats.
I love that, and I feel like we are like a little bit late for the turnaround for this to happen. Next, but
next fall,
I'm gonna try.
We can do it for winter. No, because it's almost November. Never mind.
Yeah. It's fine. We're going to figure it out, you guys. If y'all are interested in that, you know, send us a
message. Let us know if you would like that.
We'll get you a prototype.
With the lining just being just laws.
Ooh. Just in case you can't remember, you know, the fucking Declaration of Independence, it'll be inside your trench coat.
Ew, I don't want that shit in the trench coat. Okay, other important things about voting, you guys. I know that we have...
I found something. So, fun fact for all of us little Instagram whores.
That was specific.
I mean, we're all that. All of the millennials, we all grew up with it. We all know we like to post selfies of things. There is a thing called a ballot selfie that is a picture of you with your ballot that's like marked up. Anything like a picture of your actual ballot that is filled out. There are certain states where if you do that, your ballot is not legitimate anymore.
Did you hear that? Can you repeat that for the people in the back? Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Repeat that for the people in the back. What you just said. Repeat it.
So if you post a picture of your ballot in some states, your voting ain't gonna count. So
there you go.
In these states, I pulled up a map.
While you look that up, I have a question. Paige, have you heard the term one more time for the people in the back?
Yeah, no, I just didn't know. I didn't know what happened.
I felt like
I didn't know if this was a moment where you have to teach your white friend about slang. I was like, wow.
That might have to happen eventually, but this was not.
Paige is normally pretty with it, but she seemed so confused in that moment.
So confused that I thought I said something weird.
No, I just wasn't. I honestly thought because I'm working with this new mic, I thought maybe it had cut out or something. So I was like, I panicked.
That's a great episode, yeah? One more time for the people in the back.
One more time for the people in the back. Hey, it's a song. Okay.
And you're going to create the song this time.
Yes, I will.
Did you find our
information? I did. Okay. So I'm only going to read you the states that it is banned in because it's actually allowed in a lot more states than you would think. So it is.
And these are states where if you take a photo with your ballot, it is no longer valid. And that rhymes.
Bars.
Your ballot ain't valid if you got a picture because they some snitchers and they trying to. Okay. Alaska, you look like you didn't believe in me. And it
distracted. I very much believe in you.
That was hot fire, and I can't work in this environment with all this negativity. So I'm just going to take
Did you say snitchers? What?
I did. Because they some snitchers. Call them.
That's going to be also in our merch on a t-shirt. Snitchers. Don't be a snitcher, y'all.
Like the Republican GOP. Do you have to say Republican GOP, or can you just
you can just
GOP?
Say the GOP.
The GOP in the fake boxes.
Yeah.
That ain't...
Come on, everything rhymes with boxes. Come on, Casey, you could drop something wrong.
But, a sentence that makes sense with boxes in it?
You say boxes.
I know, but, what's the next sentence? I'm trying to drag them about these fake boxes like a bunch of...
boxes. Wild herd of oxes.
That doesn't mean
rounding them up. Being shady like foxes.
Yes. There you go. That's what I needed.
Don't try to be toxic.
Hey.
I don't know.
Hey, do you have information?
I have it, but it does just say that it's illegal. So I am going to assume my context clues are going to make me assume that if it's illegal in your state, it will make your ballot
and
qualified.
Ballot.
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, so it is banned in Nevada, Utah, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Missouri, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, both of the Carolinas, that is South Carolina and North Carolina. Yeah, the entire South, minus Florida.
Pretty much. Surprise.
It's allowed in Florida, like the one thing Florida's done right. Ohio, yeah. New York, Vermont.
What?
Maine. Nope. What's MA? Massachusetts? Yeah, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And New Jersey. Oh, and Alaska.
Wait, it's banned in New York?
And Alaska.
I'm sorry, wait. It's banned in my state?
In Alaska, and it's banned in New York.
How dare they? Yeah. Oh,
and the reasoning behind that is kind of silly, but also like fair, I guess. They want to discourage like voting coercion or any kind of voter intimidation or something like that. So that's like the reasoning behind those laws, but it also kind of seems, especially in the social media age, like it's silly.
Voter intimidation because I took a picture with my ballot?
Right.
I said ballot.
With my ballot?
Ballot is what I meant.
There's also a select number of states that you can only post photos of your mail-in ballots. Because there are people that, like in the majority of states, you know, California, Colorado, like a lot of, there's a lot of blue on this map, which is the color that you guys can't see, but it is blue. That means it's allowed. But there are a few states where you can only post the pictures of your mail-in ballots. And that is Arizona, Texas, Tennessee, Maryland, Delaware. What the hell is WV? What?
Maybe just don't post a picture. You know what I mean?
Virginia?
Just
like West Virginia.
All I'm saying is like the important thing is to get your vote counted. So just play by the rules, people. Look it up. If you don't know, look it up. Google is an amazing thing. It has everything on it.
This is why they give you those "I voted" stickers. Right. Take a picture of
Take
that.
Take that picture.
There you go.
Do not risk it. Just do not risk it.
Do not risk it. Read the fucking directions. How about that? One other thing that I want to talk about was the prison industrial complex and how it disproportionately targets people of color. And it's just misinformation that people who are in prison can't vote, because that actually depends on the state that they're in. People automatically assume if they're in prison, they cannot vote. I'm just telling you right now that it's not true. So make sure you look that up. If you have a loved one or somebody who's in prison, that you know, a friend, to make sure that their rights, you know what I mean, are being held. What am I thinking of right now?
That their voice is being heard.
Thank you. That their voices are being heard, because it says here that Maine, Vermont, and the District of Columbia are the only states and regions in which everyone can vote, including people in prison. However, limited access to this information still keeps many people in prison from voting, because a lot of they're disproportionately people of color that are in prison and not having rights. They can't vote. Why? It's so stupid.
And people who have had federal offenses, who have served their time already, not being able to vote, which California has a great proposition on the ballot right now about restoring their rights to vote, which is super, super important. We tell people that they can pay their debt to society and that they'll be able to, you know, come back and be rehabilitated and, you know, be a normal member of society. And then we don't allow them to. Which is really messed up, especially for the number of people who are incarcerated who should not be.
Exactly. Thank you. So the majority of people deserve to be able to vote.
Okay, so I have always wondered, because when I was doing the research for our voter suppression video, I was going to have a nervous breakdown because there was so much information and it was different laws for every single state, and every single state had its own thing. And I think that I understand that for state elections, when they are dealing with their own, like their state, it's their people. But when you're dealing with the general election that affects all of us, I personally think that there should be one set of federal election voting rules that every state abides by for federal or for general elections that are federal.
I agree. I don't know why that's not a thing.
I don't understand it, because it's so confusing. And also, like, the way that they talk about this made me so frustrated, because I was so confused. And, like, I'm not going to, like, sit here and toot my own horn, but, like, I'm fairly well educated. I've been around, like, elections and everything like that for a lot of my life. My parents have been very political. But, like... I was confused with the difference between voting by mail, absentee ballot, in-person absentee ballot, and then just regular voting. So, like, there's two things. Like, voting by mail is just voting by mail, and an absentee ballot is voting by mail, but you have to apply for it, and it's because you won't be here during the election or whatever.
Right.
And then in-person absentee ballot, just call it early voting. Call it early voting, call it vote by mail, and call it voting. Like, there doesn't need to be all these different terms because it gets so confusing.
They're making it complicated on purpose, though. This is, you know.
They do. And that's the thing, which is why it should be out of their hands. And I'm trying to think of, because the wizard was asking something about what if the president decided to, like, eliminate votes for the president and essentially become a dictator, which I would not be shocked if somebody like this president did.
So the wizard is asking, like, if we just had federal election rules, what if 45 could come through? I mean, as an example, right? Who knows?
Right, as an example.
But 10 fucking years.
But I feel like it should be something that, like, has to go through, like, maybe Congress, mm-hmm. and the Senate. Like, they should be the ones who make those rules. Like, something that is set up to be as, where they fight because it should be so bipartisan. Like, they're constantly fighting about stuff to come to a bipartisan agreement. And I feel like something like this is something where they could, because it certainly shouldn't be a power that the president has totally.
I agree. And I think too that like, it is so cool that states do have, like, in America, it's fucking awesome that different states can make their own rules. But I think when it is something that is affecting the majority and affecting the entire country with how these votes are getting counted and these things are happening, then I think that there needs to be some, like, federal oversight of how federal elections are.
Absolutely.
Like, it blows my mind that states are just allowed to come up with these cockamamie rules, naked ballots and what the fuck ever. Like, it just is so silly. And that is why we have to pass John Lewis's Voting Rights Act, which is gone because Mitch McConnell is a motherfucker.
Absolutely.
I don't want to plug another podcast on here, but
I can't.
The Pod Save America boys, John Favreau, Tommy Vitor. There's two other ones. John Lovett, I think. There's one other one. But they're all the crooked media people. They have a fund that is called Get Mitch or Die Trying. And that was where a ton of the money after RBG passed away went. A ton, like, they raised, like, hundreds of millions of dollars. Wow. And so if you have the ability to go and donate to Get Mitch or Die Trying, they also have a thing called Fuck Gerrymandering. And they're like, those boys,
the boys to men are just doing
like really good shit, and
they are,
and like, and also on Vote Save America you can volunteer for states that you're not on and or not a part of. Phone bank for, you know, you can, like, phone bank for Pennsylvania. I have like a volunteer gift about doing that.
Pennsylvania needs it. Get in there and do it.
Yes.
And
if you're not sure what we're talking about when we're saying why John Lewis's Voting Rights Act needs to be passed, then go check out our video that we did on voter suppression where we break all this down.
While you're at it, subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, subscribe to our podcast, but also then go follow our Instagram because
you're already here. You already listened to this whole podcast. You might as well subscribe.
We were saying yes, like, this, like, states' rights are powerful, and it is cool that states can make their own laws depending on where you are, but this whole idea of something being taken out of state power that once was within state power is not novel. Like, if we let states decide, like, when they wanted to do away with something, some states would probably still have segregation. Let's be real.
There are some states that I believe would still have slaves.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They would not, like, that would be a no.
So, like, we have times in history before taken that power away when we were like, no, this is something that affects the life. No, words are not happening.
Okay, you're doing great.
The old-fashioned is happening. This is something that affects the quality of life of the citizens of this country to the point that we cannot leave it to a state government. We have to take over as a country to make this universal because it's that important.
And where you vote, where you live, should not determine if your vote is counted or not.
If you have the ability to vote.
That's why local and state elections are so important, you guys. I mean, yes, vote for president, do it. But know what you're voting. Go and research everything, the props, right? Research everything and vote because we are the people. We the people, right? So we control everything. We should be controlling everything. And we need to put more people in power who look like what the majority of this country looks
absolutely.
Like.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Absolutely.
And imagine, too, like all the progressive politicians who like want to get progressive things done, but people sit out midterm elections or they do, you know, like they only vote once every 4 years instead of once every two. And the progressive politicians that we tried to get in to get stuff done can't get anything done because people sit out the midterm election and then they don't get the votes that they want. And like, it's just this vicious cycle. So, I mean, America has to do better in making people feel and understand that their personal vote really does matter and it does count.
I mean, yeah, because right now what it feels like is a lot of people discouraging a lot of communities on voting, which is really messed up and really, really sad. And also, I think that the big push that we've seen right now from everybody from, you know, celebrities to normal people, not that celebrities aren't normal people. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
They're human beings, but they're not normal. They're not.
Right, but I feel like the entire world is a big voting sign right now. And that makes me very happy. Like, voting is everywhere. And I want this same energy for midterm elections. I want this same energy for state and local elections, wherever, in whatever state you're in, you know? And definitely here at the Black Board Collective, I want to make that a priority for us to just be vote year-round, vote.
vote.
And pushing the resources because it is really confusing. Like,
it's so confusing.
It should not. And when you think about it, it's very fucking straightforward. Like, that's the thing.
It could be.
Like,
absolutely. Wow,
you're just a normal person or a celebrity. You're like, ooh, it should be this. I can literally write it out. 1, 2, 3. This is how it should be. And, look, I'm a rapper.
Hey, there you go.
I'm not Zeus. No, we don't.
Oh, he's racist.
Yikes. Yeah,
I take that back on public record.
public podcast record, I didn't say that.
But I'm serious. Like, we can all process it very clearly about what should happen. Like, we could all literally fucking be president right now. Like, it's ridiculous.
I mean, what I was just thinking is, like, we're going to look back at this and laugh when my patron saint AOC is president. And that's all.
AOC's going to be president. I'm putting my money on it now. I have no money, but if I had money, it would be on AOC. Yo, she's the one, yo.
She's
the one. She's going to be Bernie Sanders' legacy.
She's so cool.
She's the light at the end of this very dark, very long, very smelly tunnel.
She's great.
The whole squad. Fucking Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, Rashida. Yeah. But we all know who we're talking about. And AOC. They're my cover photo on Facebook because I love them so much.
They're like the female Avengers.
They're so cool. And there's so many really cool people. Katie Porter is a baller in the Senate. Like, she's so cool. Senate? Congress? In the House? I don't know where she is, but she's fucking cool.
Guys, this is what it is, though. This is Black Book Collective. We don't know and you don't fucking know. So
she's in the House.
We're mirroring people. Like, we just, the everyday people don't fucking know. We're going to figure it out. That's the thing.
To be honest with you, I'm like, is the Congress and the Senate in the House? I don't know. I don't know how.
Who is in the House?
Who is in the House?
The House is, well, I do know that AOC is in the House. That I know.
They're in the House.
And that's different. That's different from the Congress and the Senate.
Yes. Well, Congress is the Senate and the House together, correct? Okay, yes, the wizard says yes.
We're going to have a whole episode.
We're going to do a week of this at the Blackboard Collective. So like we said, subscribe to our podcast, but also follow Blackboard Collective on Instagram. Yes. So
Congress is both combined.
Senate is like the senator, like Kamala Harris, Dianne Feinstein, who also was like so weird at the end of the of the Amy Coney Barrett hearings.
Who?
Did you see?
Who?
She, Dianne Feinstein, fucking hugged Lindsey Graham, and then she gotta go. Sorry, Dianne, you have to go. You're too old now.
So when it's time to vote,
yeah.
When it's time to vote, let's remember this.
I think that she comes up in 2022. I think we just voted for her in 2018.
That's all right. 2022 is not that far away. 2020 didn't count. We're about to be in 2021. You know, it'll be 2022 by the time we know it. So House is won. Senate is won. Congress is both combined.
Boom.
Thank you, Google. But we're going to explain that much better when we do a video on it.
We're going to do a whole video but it's also confusing because there's so many branches of government.
We are going to talk about it. We're going to talk about all the stuff you didn't pay attention to in fucking U.S. history. You guys, we're going to talk about it. When you were sleeping on your books.
I miss Schoolhouse Rock. We need to bring Schoolhouse Rock back for adults.
I'm just a bill.
I am only a bill. And I'm sitting here.
But the thing is that's the only song that
Same.
I remember.
But also it reminded me, I was like, I had this idea that Schoolhouse Rock for adults would be dope. Whenever I watch that, what is the young man's name, the rapper who did the voting rap video? Y'all know him?
I do not know his name, but I know exactly what Yellow. Video you're
I feel
about.
Like his name is Yellow something. Sorry, dude. Your video was amazing. I'm so sorry that I don't remember your name.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now. I was thinking about it, but I don't know.
Hang on.
What he essentially did is like Schoolhouse Rock for adults. And I was like, dang, this is dope.
Because people, hey, this is actually true. We actually take in music. Like music makes us helps us remember. It's just true. It's how I passed all my anatomy and physiology in high school. I created songs. I'm serious. But people don't know, you know, whatever. The things you're not using on a day-to-day basis. But also we have to remember that people have been pushed out of politics. They don't want us to be involved. So we have to try to get involved anyways. We got to be like, open the door and be like, well, hey, I know we weren't invited, but we here.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I can, you know, it's just a true. It's a truth.
Absolutely.
I'm going to pour myself a third glass of wine, even though I shouldn't.
Because that's what we need.
Yeah.
Because I live in America.
And you can.
That's why.
It's your right.
Honestly, ooh, girl, you got that Shaw, Trader Joe's. I have to turn on the
Trader Joe's is life. Shout out to Trader Joe's. Let's get sponsored by Trader Joe's.
Boom. I would love to get sponsored by Trader Joe's.
They can send us little snacks and like.
They have their own podcast. In summation, I guess.
That's a big word. Break that down for us, Casey.
I was going to say, go vote. Make a plan. Look up your rights. Know your rights. Know that whatever state you're in might have some very particular rules. And please, please, please.
She's drunk.
I can say three pleases. Please, please, please. Push through.
Yes.
If you do need a witness and a notary, y'all, I know it's a pain in the ass, but just do it because they don't want you to. They don't want you to because when they wrote We the People, we were not included. And now that we have been included, they're doing everything to make sure that we're not included once again. So I need you to do everything you can to reclaim your part in the we. Do not let them win. And get out there, y'all. If you have questions, I know that we live in California and are blessed with a very easy way of voting. But if you have questions about your state and you don't have time to figure it out, please send us a message and we'll help you out. We will find your information.
Absolutely.
And help you as much as we can.
Organize to mobilize.
All right. If you enjoyed listening, I mean, you did.
You liked it. Listening.
Please rate, comment, subscribe, share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with your Trump supporter family, and tell them to just listen to what we are saying. Thanks for listening, and so much justice.
Okay,
even more juice.
So much justice, even more juice. I love that. What I didn't love is the fact that we almost made it through this whole episode without saying 45's name, and then Paige just fucked it up.
Can we
let me do it again?
Out?
Let me do it again.
Out?
Let me do it again.
Cheeto face.
Let's do it again.
The wizard says no. The wizard says you just owe us a dollar.
Oh, wait, no.
$0.10.
Oh my god. $2. I need so many dollars.
Bye. This has been so much fun, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. We will see y'all next week for some more justice and definitely a lot more juice. Bye.